From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Longtime former Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh was killed Monday in a roadside attack by Houthi rebels after he ended a three-year alliance battling the Saudi-led coalition. Yemeni President Abdurrabbo Mansur Hadi, appearing on Saudi television, sent his condolences to the nation and called on the people to rise up against the Houthis. The Houthi leader, Abdel Malik al-Houthi, called it an exceptional historic day, the day of the fall of what he called the treasonous conspiracy. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said Saleh's death is a setback for the Saudis and a boon to the Houthis.
Now you have a situation where the Saudi-UAE duo is really not as comfortable and as acceptable in that region, even for those people who are against the Houthis. And at the same time, Houthis have become more powerful.
UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric, meanwhile, said the fighting between Saleh forces and the Houthis has impeded humanitarian efforts.
Our humanitarian colleagues are receiving desperate calls for help by trapped families, but are unable to reach those who have been injured, and there have been reports of even ambulances coming under attack.
Recent fighting has left hundreds dead or wounded. The U.S. called on all sides to engage in political negotiations. Human Rights Watch said security officials in Democratic Republic of Congo recruited hundreds of exiled rebel fighters to suppress anti-government protests aimed at President Joseph Kabila and ordered them to use lethal force. Dozens were killed in the demonstrations in December last year in the wake of a delay in holding elections. Mr. Kabila was supposed to have ended his term-limited rule at that time, but the vote has been delayed now to December of 2018. This is VOA News.